Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus effort, whatever it is you're doing to keep America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and maintenance and janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and everybody working in the oil industry around the country and around the world, especially the roughnecks out there, we thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us over there, get in the chat room, have a discussion with us, say howdy howdy, we'll say howdy back to you. And you can also Google us at the Captain's America Third Watch. Google that and you'll find us everywhere and anywhere. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We'll say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we talked about the benefit of going outdoors and getting some sunshine and getting out of the house and this, that, and the other. It was healthy for several different reasons. And here was a little short discussion that Sean Hannity had with our governor, Ron DeSantis. Listen to this.
And by the way, the villages, I've been there. It is America's friendliest hometown. They do a lot of drinking. They go to a lot of concerts. They watch movies. They eat dinner. They play golf, tennis, pickleball thing, whatever you call that sport that I don't even know anything about. And thankfully, it seems like you went right at the most vulnerable population, and that's where you put your biggest efforts. And it's paid off. One other thing that I noticed that you were saying, and I hope maybe we can learn something from this, is that you're telling people, go outside and get some sun. Don't hide in your house. That was interesting to me. And you did open up beaches,
well, Sean,
not to lay on, but to walk on.
Well, exactly. And so, you know, people would play golf with social distancing. They would fish, go on boat. Now, they're not having big parties. They are maintaining social distance. But I think that that's healthy. And to just sit inside for 2 months eating Cheetos and stuff and watching Netflix, that's not great. So I think we respected people. I think they did it the right way. And I think it's paid off. These draconian orders, I don't think, have worked throughout the country.
Bingo.
Bingo is right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people do need to get outside, and I can tell you here, Captain, you know, we had several days of rain, and the first day that the sun came out, I went outside and just went and stood in the sun for a little bit because it felt so good. But that's because it's natural to want to get outside. And if you can go play golf, if you can, you know, observe all those distancing rules and all that, well, that's going to be good for people. Or if they can go to the park. And I know that in many of the places here in California, they have to keep moving. You can't congregate, but people can do what they can to get some fresh air.
Yeah, and by the way, the at-home COVID-19 test kits are starting to come out. Insurance companies are not paying for a lot of it right now. The FDA commissioner is saying that people can pay for them if they want them. They're not cheap. They're expensive. And then maybe somewhere down the line, their insurance company will reimburse them for it once they make sure that that's covered. Now, let's talk about North Korea's Kim Jong-un. He may or may not be as bad off as some people say.
That's true. You know, the initial reports were pretty severe,
dead.
About what might have happened. Right.
Yeah.
He died, and now there's a struggle going on and all these kinds of things. But even at that same time, Captain, we were telling the listeners that there were some pretty skeptical reports still got the reins.
I told him, consider the source. We're talking MSNBC and CNN are talking about Kim Jong-un is dead. And I said, first of all, the one reporter, the female reporter, Katie Turr, she's never, half the time, two-thirds of the time, she is never accurate. Never.
Well, yeah, and these reports were coming, I think, especially from South Korea, and they have a vested interest in monitoring that kind of situation for sure. But right, yeah, we've got to wait until we've got all the info. What it looks like now, Captain, and see if you agree with me here, and depending on how this is now being reported, he may have had some kind of cardiac procedure,
yeah,
some other kind of thing, maybe like a stent or something like that, if he's recovering very quickly, perhaps.
Exactly. And, oh, by the way, we had another 4.4 million jobs added to the unemployment rolls. 26.4 million is, I believe, where we're at right now. That number is only going to go up, and we need to get that down as soon as possible. We need to get people back to work, and we can do it. 16 states are in the process of doing it between now and May 1st, and they're all red states.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, the alternative is, I suppose, unemployment. Everybody knows people who have already filed for unemployment, and the question is, is there enough money to pay these unemployment benefits for any length of time? The system was never designed for everyone to be on unemployment indefinitely.
Because of what we've got going on with Social Security, with Medicare, with the tremendous amount of money that's being paid out, it's going to be depleted much sooner than what they first said, and that's the next crisis they're going to face they need to get on board with, because again, the people that are already on it are okay, but the ones that want to get on it are not.
That's right. And that's why this drive to do something to reopen, at least start laying the foundations, that's going to be remembered by the voters in November. Who was driving for it and who was trying to keep them from getting back to work?
Because there's not one dime for anybody that's unemployed going back into the unemployment or going back into Social Security, Medicare. None of that. Call FICA taxes. None of it's being paid. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, if you're in pain and you're trying to get out of it with an all-natural way of doing it without getting into the hardcore narcotics and all that other sort of stuff, then I want you to give a try with the three-week quick start over at Relief Factor. Now, they gave me a website to tell you about. It's called ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. You go over there. You take a look at the little two-and-a-half-minute tutorial that's there with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. They'll tell you all about what's in it, how it works. It's all natural. And then you order the three-week quick start for $19.95, and you'll find out what it's going to do for you. It works. 82% of the cases that people buy it, it works. So all I can tell you is give it a try, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, because all you got to lose is pain. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, we've got a caller on the line, but before we get to the caller, you and I were talking about a couple things here. You said your wife went to the grocery store and what?
Well, you know, she's been monitoring what the meat selection looks like. You know, I've been, we both have when we've been, you know, making stops at the store to stock up on stuff during the stay-at-home period of time. And, yeah, it's just that there is meat in the store, but the selection isn't obviously anywhere near what it used to be. And now that we know that some of these plants get shut down because somebody tests positive, and even grocers now are starting to look around to see how they're going into to fulfill those requirements at the grocery store for their customers.
Well, 25% of the pork producing is offline because of the plants that were shut down where they had the COVID-19 virus reports where they had to shut down the plants. So 25% of the pork producers' capacity is gone.
Well, exactly. And you see, while everybody's staying at home effectively, everything is fine because people know they can go to the store. Yeah, it's a little bit more bare than it ever was, but there's enough. But once it starts sort of getting out there into the community that, well, wait a minute, we might have some other real shortages now, that's when people could really start to ramp up in terms of
the
test factor.
All right, let's go to the caller on the line. I do believe this is Ian. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a couple of comments. First, he's absolutely right about the meat selection. It's being rationed out, too. They only let you buy one or two packs. That's it. At least the stores I've been into. And, oh, by the way, a lot of the meat packing, meat processing plants, guess what? They're owned by good old China.
Yeah.
Good old China is controlling a
portion of Smithfield. Smithfield in particular. Smithfield.
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. And they're closing, China's closing them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're nice and don't want people to get COVID-19. No, there's an ulterior motive as far as I'm concerned to putting the screws on us.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really wanted to call about, you guys were talking in the last hour about Social Security, unemployment,
yeah,
all that. Listen, in my opinion, we've got an incompetent, corrupt, greedy ruling class, by and large. And you know what? They don't give a rat's ass about us, and they're sitting back making money off this crisis. And I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but I'm saying COVID-19, yellow flu, Wuhan flu, whatever you want to call it, that cheap flu came along, and they were rubbing their hands with greed because it gave them an opportunity, and they took advantage of it, okay? We all knew, I've been saying since 2017 that we're going to crash the market. We all knew this was coming, and the tell was when them politicians sold everything in January, February, and early March. We all knew the market was going to crash. We knew somebody, they had to, this economic, political, it's not just one thing. We all knew this was going to happen. And they don't give a rat's ass about us, the ruling class. They never will, and they never did. And I can tell you two things why. There's a lot more. We don't have time,
sure,
obviously. Number one, they put up with the Federal Reserve, which has been around since, it's not federal,
right,
and it has no reserves. It's been around since 1913. That's the counterfeiting machine that keeps them in capitalism while they cry about, you know, capitalism. Raise yourself up by your own bootstraps, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when they start losing money, they socialize their losses on us. They put up with that because it's their own private banker. And also, another tell is, they keep sending us to wars and won't let us win. Thanks for taking my call.
All righty, and that's Ian. And he raises a lot of interesting points there, Kyle.
Well, he sure does. Well, and, you know, speaking of, you know, elites and all, as I recall, Governor Cuomo made a statement the other day saying, you know, about people that were out, when asked about people being out of work and worrying about that, he said something to the effect of, well, then go get a job as an essential worker.
Yeah, go get a job as an essential worker, which means go to work for the government.
Right, exactly. But it seemed like pretty cavalier and pretty tone deaf, even for Governor Cuomo, who's been, you know, praised and in many respects for all of his different briefings by the mainstream media, of course. But suddenly he comes out with something like that, and I can't imagine that would seem like kind of a real slap in the face to people who say, "Hey, my job evaporated because you told me to stay home." That kind of thing.
Now you're familiar with Amazon, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Who owns Amazon?
Jeff Bezos.
And Jeff Bezos apparently has been doing quite well for himself because they've been using proprietary data from third-party sellers to produce and sell their own products to compete with some of the people that are on Amazon. And they do it for just a few dollars less.
Yeah, exactly. This is a very interesting story, Captain. Now, according to Amazon, they have the internal restrictions, basically, that don't allow their employees and so forth to be able to get into the seller-specific data and so forth that they might be able to copy or you know, try to get a workaround to sell a competing product. So they say that they're launching an internal investigation. But certainly this is a very interesting story. Anybody who's ever used Amazon knows that sometimes they have these third-party sellers versus things that are fulfilled or sold directly by Amazon. So, well, it'd be interesting to see where this goes.
Well, again, Ian said he didn't want to be a conspiratorial theorist, and I don't either, but the facts just don't smell right with everything that's been going on with this coronavirus. And yesterday, former Reagan Office of Management and Budget Director David Stockman, remember him?
Oh, yeah, David Stockman.
Yeah, he came out and said the virus lockdown was fraud on a massive scale, and I really have to agree with him.
Well, again, what's troubling to me, Captain, is that we don't see the American government really sort of united on this. It has degenerated into politics. I think you've got President Trump, who was faced with this whole thing and has tried to manage the situation and do what he can do as the chief executive, but it would make things a lot better for Americans if it looked like the whole government was driving towards one goal, but it's not.
We've been doing the worst case scenario since the beginning with the models. I think all of a sudden they kind of changed that a little bit by what we're starting to see. But the fact of the matter is they went way overboard to begin with. We've never shut the country down over things that have killed a lot more people than what happened this time around. Unfortunately, people have to die when people get sick, especially the older people, the frailest amongst us. That's what happens. That's what's going on right now, especially with what we're seeing with the nursing homes, right?
Oh, yes, terrible things coming out.
And unfortunately, that doesn't mean the rest of the country has to suffer just because of a few. Life goes on and we keep on moving. We've got to open this country. We've got to get things going. And I mean, the 16 states that are opening up between now and May the 1st that are starting today with Georgia and other states as we move right along here, May the 1st being next week, I believe it's Friday. I'll tell you what, you're going to see a lot of things going on. And of course, the media is just going to be watching. Well, look, five more people died here. Look what's going on. That's what's going to be happening.
Well, and they will use it as a political weapon against the Republican Party, basically, and against President Trump. But you know, Captain, one of the major components of this is to make sure that the United States shows other countries that don't like us very much that we are not simply paralyzed. And that continues to be sort of the message that gets sent out. We can't let that go on for very much longer because you do have countries that are going to try to take advantage of this on perhaps a grand scale, thinking that the United States is too weak or too preoccupied to deal with it for our allies.
And then finally, before we have to leave for the week, and then you come back on a weekend show, oil went up yesterday 16%. West Texas crude is now at $16.50 a barrel. Brent crude, it went up 4.5% to $21.33 a barrel. Gasoline stayed at 64 cents a gallon. Diesel stayed at 73 cents per gallon. The difference, of course, is because the federal tax is already in there. It's not in with the gasoline already. And then the future of West Texas crude stands 1 year out, $18 a barrel.
Well, right, and I think a lot of this is, of course, we're into a new contract cycle, but also some of these promised production cuts seem to fit well with the market right now because there's so much in storage already.
Well, it's not only oil there's a glut of. It's gasoline, it's diesel, it's jet fuel. They're going to be eating jet fuel.
No kidding.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We're happy to have him aboard, and we're happy to have all the good comments made about what we do when we do what we're doing together. There's so much news out there, ladies and gentlemen. You should be hearing it on a regular basis on all the different stations you listen to. You're not, but you'll get it here. You'll get it here, and we're just loading you up with everything that we know that is news. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus, both surfaces and in the air.
Can sunlight kill the coronavirus? At the White House Daily Briefing, William Bryan with the Department of Homeland Security at the podium with charts and graphics. He says new research shows how increased levels of sunlight, ultraviolet rays, and even humidity can cause the coronavirus to die off.
We've seen a similar effect with both temperature and humidity as well, where increasing the temperature and humidity, or both, is generally less favorable to the virus. We don't measure the virus as far as how long will it live on a surface. We have to measure the decay of the virus in terms of its half-life, because we don't know certain elements. We don't know how much a person expectorates when he spits, right, when he sneezes, whatever the case may be. We don't know how much a virus is in there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of our Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. It's our military and veterans news segment, first one of the night. And the National Aviation Academy, you can find out more about them by checking them out online and going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. They have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from me in Tampa over in Clearwater. Now, both of the campuses have been closed for the last month, and they will be opening again. They're scheduled to open May the 4th for retraining, and the students that were calling in yesterday when Bo was on the air got answers to their questions. But if you have any questions about the National Aviation Academy and what it would be to become, what it would take to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, which would give you the opportunity to make about $60,000 a year the first year on a 40-hour work week, and you can make a lot more than that if you apply yourself. And there, the work is certainly there. You can't say the work isn't there because the work is certainly there right now. So check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. Again, naa.edu. And give them a call at 800-659-2080. There's someone standing by to take your call, and they will answer your questions and set up a tour to take the tour at one of their two locations, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, make no mistake about it. The president, when he tweeted that he's instructed the Navy to destroy any Iranian gunboats that harass American warships at sea, was dead serious, flat on, about what he was saying. Now, not to be outdone, it seems that the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard fired back a comment, not so fast, and he said that Iran will destroy U.S. warships if its security is threatened in the Gulf. Now, he said that on state TV yesterday, a day after President Donald Trump warned Tehran over harassment of the U.S. vessels. So we got a little posturing going on here. But I would not want to be in Iran's position with, regardless of what type of weapons they have, with those little gunboats that they have that float around. They call them the fast boats. Now, we do know some of them have tow missiles on board, surface-to-surface ship, surface-to-ship is what they're doing with them. They'd fire them at a ship. We do know that, but we don't know what would happen if they came out with another 11 gunboats charging at our fleet. I would say they would probably leave with a few of them sunk in the water and some casualties. Just my thought, but then what do I know? Now, the Navy yesterday said that 26 U.S. Navy ships currently have coronavirus cases on board them. In addition, another 14 have been hit by coronavirus, but the crew members impacted have recovered. So that's a total of 40 ships of the naval fleet that were affected at one time by the coronavirus, 26 still involved, and 14 have come out of it. Wow. Now, the Pentagon is planning a multi-city tour of the U.S. military's top flight demonstration teams to champion national unity amid the coronavirus pandemic, according to defense officials in a memo obtained by the Washington Post. The Pentagon plans to dispatch the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds in a coronavirus response to some air shows around the country. Now, most of you know that there was an air show scheduled here at MacDill for this year. Don't know if they're going to reschedule it or not, but we'll see what happens, and they'll be flying around different places in the country once things get moving. By the way, we talked about Kim Jong-un. There's a report coming out of Seoul that the military's number two uniformed official said that he has no reason not to assume that North Korean Kim Jong-un is still in full control of the country. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the Defense Department has set a goal to be testing some 60,000 service members a day for coronavirus by June 1st, but they won't get there all at once. The plan is to start testing the most at risk, the most essential troops first, then work their way towards the rest of the force as testing capacity increases, and obviously that'll be where things will be done first. And also, the hydroxychloroquine that has been used to treat the military who had the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the ones that are recuperating earlier and making complete recoveries. So how about that? Now, the U.S. has decided to withdraw nearly 1,000 U.S. citizen contractors from Afghanistan amidst the growing coronavirus threat in the country, which is ill-equipped to cope with the pandemic in any capacity whatsoever. And there's also a poll that shows that nearly three-quarters of the veterans that surveyed that were in Afghanistan and almost 70% of the troops' family members that are there now support a full withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. That's according to the poll that's been done. Now, the U.S. military has bolstered a critical hospital in Djibouti as it's guarding now against the potential coronavirus outbreak amongst troops in East Africa as that area there is beginning to become inundated. We'll see what happens. Four Japanese workers at Camp Zama have tested positive for the coronavirus also, raising the total number of cases at the garrison outside Tokyo to half a dozen, which is nothing compared to what's been going on elsewhere. And, you know, when you talk about the Pentagon and you talk about the border with Mexico, we mentioned this earlier this week. Somebody said that they were concerned about the fact we were adding cameras along the border to monitor people that were moving along the border. Well, we are, and the military and the Border Patrol are watching them. We most certainly are. But here's why. It's to see who's coming across the border from both sides. The people on our side going south and the people on the south side coming north. Why? Because there's a lot of drug trafficking. There's a lot of human trafficking. There's a lot of illegal activity in general going on along that border. And the cameras are being put up there to watch and observe and see if we can't curtail some of that. Shouldn't be a problem for anybody. And by the way, with the coronavirus issue down along the border, we don't want anybody coming in that looks like as if they're sick either. And by the way, some of these drones, I talked about it and I saw a follow-up story yesterday after we got off the air. Some of these drones are having technology put into them which will determine someone who has a fever. That's the number one thing. And it will also use facial recognition to see if they can identify who the person is that has the fever. That's how technically advanced we've become now with some of the things we're doing. Is it Big Brother watching? Sure. But I guess in this particular case, it's okay. And again, I use the words, I guess. Also, don't forget that the Veterans Affairs has been doing a lot, division has been doing a lot of stuff for the VA medical care, testing veterans. 5,735 veterans in VA medical care centers have tested positive for the virus, and 373 have died. Need to keep our eyes on that story, too. All right, coming back with our next Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, get those boots ready to go. We're going to do a little boot scooting.
Sound too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carried home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat. They did all right. I'm down in Louisiana, where the alligators go so mean. The little girl that swam to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it. Cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. Her
That's Tony Joe White, Poke Salad Annie, and I'll tell you what, he's from Louisiana. Can you tell it? Yep, he's from Louisiana. And that was a oldie but goodie about, I don't know, 45, 50 years ago or something like that. But it's fun playing the old songs because they still, you know, we used to say in the old days of American Bandstand, it's got a good beat and you can dance to it. Well, that was one of them right there. That was one of them. Now, this edition, Truckers Highway Bible Report, brought to you by our friends at your Pilot Travel Center in Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And by the way, they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. And they are open. You need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need food? Got it. Now, some of the seats might be outdoors because they've had to curtail and limit the inside activity, but that's okay. They've got things set up for that, unless, of course, it's pouring down rain, which it might be in some areas of the South right now, especially Florida. Now, the other thing is where they have the repair shops, they're open. Where they have the truck washes, they're open. So everything's the same as normal at the Pilot Travel Centers and or the Flying J truck stops to take care of America's truckers who need a place right now with everything that's going on. Now, we have severe weather threats likely for the southeastern U.S. and lower Mississippi Valley today. Florida, we're in the bullseye. Right now, there's a severe thunderstorm warning that's been working its way down out of the panhandle. It's just north of Tampa Bay, the system itself, and we've got an area of unsettled weather across I-75 north-south from about Sarasota all the way up to Lake City, I-10 across just south of about Jacksonville and on down over to the east side of Florida, across the I-4 corridor, maybe down as far as Melbourne, by the looks of things. And for the next several hours, it could get very interesting as we do have some severe thunderstorms in the mix here. We'll see what happens. Now, additional severe weather threats may be possible because some of these storms will be capable of producing damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes. Now, heavy rainfall could also lead to localized flooding. Other than that, right now in Illinois, since we talked to you last hour, the whole central part of Illinois, Effingham, Champaign, Springfield, you've got dense fog through there. That just suddenly popped up. You've also got some fog down south of San Antonio, headed down towards Laredo. Got a little bit of fog over south of Galveston, or south of Houston, down to Galveston. There is some rain in the Mississippi Valley tonight, on and off. There's some snow. The only snow in the country tonight is in Wyoming. And if you're going across from Elk Mountain over towards Laramie, you're going to find it. If you're coming north out of Colorado, you're going to find it when you jump over into Wyoming. And north of Cheyenne on I-25, you're going to find some snow up there, too. Now, it's very, very, very hot today in the Phoenix area across the high desert of California on I-10. And temperatures will be 100 to 110 degrees in the Phoenix area, 100 degrees out in the desert, high 90s over in the area where Kyle lives along I-10 and along I-8, too. So be advised of that. And it's good for a couple things. Number one, it's going to help kill the virus. We know that for sure. And the people keep saying, well, we're not sure if the warm weather kills the virus or not. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. You bet it does. Because yesterday we had a chart that was produced by one of the doctors with his results showing what the length of survival was for the virus in different temperatures. And the warmer the temperature, the quicker it was gone. G-O-N-E, gone. So bring on the heat. That's what I say. Now, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Fly J Truck Stop. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And fact of the matter is, there's a lot of truckers that are out there that keep pulling into your normal fuel stops that might happen to be something other than a pilot or flying J, and you're not able to get simple things done like your laundry because they won't let you inside to do that, or they won't let you take a shower. I mean, come on now. And at least at the pilots and flying J's, you're good to go. So remember that. All right, let's go over to the telephone line because we've got the one, the only, the incomparable, the amazing Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
All right, thank you. Good morning.
Yay! Yeah, you're supposed to go, yeah, yeah. But anyway, because I got a couple people have been waiting for you. we need to talk about this great big budget bill that got passed yesterday, the stimulus bill. I mean, I'm still trying to get a grip on it. There's only the PPP money amounts to $321 billion with a B. What the heck's all the rest of this?
Actually, it's $310 billion for the PPP.
So it's less. All right. Jeez.
It's $60 billion. I'll give you what's in there. It's $310 for the Paycheck Protection Program. It's $60 billion for small business, which is, again, the economic injury, disaster loans, and grants. And inside that is $50 billion for economic injury and $10 billion for grants. Then we have $75 billion to support the frontline healthcare workers. So what that's basically doing is reimbursing the hospitals and the healthcare providers for lost revenue. Now, what does that mean? Remember, there's a lot of hospitals that are not doing other procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's $25 billion to expand the COVID testing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the bulk of your money.
Okay, and the only one that the only Democrat that voted against it yesterday was little old AOC.
Whatever. Who?
Yeah, and she said...
She's so insignificant.
I know, but she said the reason she did it was she didn't want to give Donald Trump what he wanted.
Yeah, Jay Paul said the same thing, so, but she voted for it, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, whatever. And good morning to our friend Sally over in Plano, Texas. And I don't know, what's the price of fuel over there, Sally? Let me know, because gasoline is still cheap. I mean, it has not budged. It's still way down in price, and I guess you can't eat gasoline. But now the big problem is jet fuel.
What do you mean?
They got a glut. They don't know where to put it.
Yeah, storage is, I mean, the federal government bought a whole bunch of fuel. Okay, great. Now, storing it is a whole other thing.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because the energy sector, there's a lot of different maybes kind of sorters associated with that. Believe it or not, they're talking about they might have to help out some of the energy companies because of the situation they've got themselves in with the contracts for fuel that's way, way, way below right now where they need to be. So they're caught between a rock and a hard place. I'll be right back. More with Denise Simon coming right back.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.